This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have my good friend and owner of 303 Roofer. 303roofer.com is the website. Chris Kane in studio. Chris, how are you, bud?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
Man, it is hard to believe we're already in the fall. Yeah. This year has flown.
I know. It is crazy. It's the older I get, the more time flies.
Yeah. Try my age, but
yeah. You're not right. That much older than
yeah, exactly. All right. Well, most of you know, you've heard Chris on the show several times here with about roofing and all. And just to give a little background, Chris has been in the consumer advocacy world for many, many, many years. And he was actually the brainchild, so to speak, of Haystack Help. And we teamed up on that together, but it was Chris's idea and Chris's thoughts, and had a TV program at CBS4 for a long time, and then, of course, we've been doing the radio here now for a number of years, but it is great to have Chris with us. So as you hear him talk about construction and roofing and all of that, keep in mind this is also many years of experience from his consumer advocacy world of dealing with contractors and roofing companies and all the different issues and problems. So, Chris, I guess that said, man, what a background to be able to start out in this whole construction roofing in knowing what you know. I mean, there's not a company in the world that would have that background, man.
No, it's true. And that's the nice part about what we do. So not only, you know, I'm a licensed contractor, we've got skilled contractors. Now, you know, to be completely honest, you don't want me up doing your roof. You know, I'm not the guy to do your roof.
Right.
All right. I've got way better guys that can do your roof. You know, they're skilled contractors. You know, my role is, you know, coming from a consumer advocacy standpoint and helping the consumer and making sure that, you know, if someone calls, they get a call back if the phone isn't answered. That the best way to handle a problem is to just tell the truth. Every problem can be solved if you just face it head on instead of trying to hide behind something and not answer the phone or not be forthright with what's going on, because problems do happen.
Yeah, you know, sure.
We all want it to go smooth. Most jobs do, but sometimes, you know, there's going to be a problem. It's how you handle the problem that determines what kind of company you're dealing with. And there's a lot of good companies, but I don't know if you'll find a company out there that has the background that we have as far as, you know, what you, like you were saying, consumer advocacy and then skilled contractors, you know, customer service, the construction experience, and the way we use technology. So that way, you know, it doesn't fall through the cracks. So we've got checks and balances because, you know, how we used to do things, right? You just write it down on a piece of paper, follow up, all that. If you lose that piece of paper, you're kind of in a tight jam, right? So we keep everything, you know, web-based. You know, we have a process and a protocol, and that's all technology driven, that reminds us, you know, what we have to do, not just on a checklist. It is a checklist, basically.
Sure.
It's just, you know, it's a technologically driven checklist that helps us to make sure that we can take the project from start to finish, no hiccups.
Right. And, you know, again, with your background and talking to millions of customers, I mean, literally thousands, if not millions, but you know what customers kind of expect almost.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know the importance of communication is what I'm saying.
Well, that for sure. You know, we also know, you know, what happens, and we see it over and over again. And there's a lot of people out there, you know, yourself included. I was doing it. There's a lot of people out there that tell people what not to do, you know, how to protect yourself on the front end. But surprisingly, they just don't do it. They know, but they just don't do it. And I think that they feel pressured, you know, into making a decision that they shouldn't feel pressured on, and they should, you know, give it some thought. And again, there's a lot. Just be a smart consumer. You know, that's the best advice that I can give. You know, don't feel pressure. If you are feeling pressure, you know, the best thing to do is just say no. You know, and a lot, we see this with door knockers, you know, people, especially after a storm. And there was a big storm 2 weeks ago now, but, it hit in the Golden area, hit in Brighton, it hit in Broomfield, Westminster, then, down south in Castle Rock and the Pinery, and a little bit in Parker. But what happens is when these storms come, roofers will just flood those neighborhoods and start knocking on your door and trying to get your business. You know, that there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Sure.
And you know, some people hate it, and, yeah. and they'll certainly tell you. But if that's your business model, as a company, I don't think there's anything wrong with sending people out and knocking on doors. I just don't like the pressure point of things.
Right.
And so if you're not good at saying no, don't answer your door is what mm-hmm. my advice would be. I also tell people, don't sign anything. There's no reason to sign anything. If you made a mistake and you did sign something, you do need to know that you do have a 72-hour right of rescission that you can cancel. I just don't think you should feel pressured. I just know that when you feel that way, it just isn't going to work out. Now, again, there's a lot of good companies that go door knocking. Every once in a while, we'll go and knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't expect anyone to sign anything with us. And in fact, what we leave behind is don't sign anything from a door knocker. If you have, you should know, though, you do have a 72-hour right of rescission. It's important to gather information and then make your decision. Don't do anything on the spot. And there's so many complaints out. And it's mm-hmm. construction in general,
sure.
but roofing specifically. And these are statistics from the Better Business Bureau that it says 61% of complaints get resolved. So if there's a problem, 61% get resolved, meaning that the contractor takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
61% of all the roofing companies out there are fantastic roofing companies.
Right.
So if you're lucky enough that you get into that 61%, you'll probably be just fine, right? 25% of complaints go completely unresolved. So they just can't come to a solution. Whatever the complaint is between the customer and the contractor, they just can't get it resolved 25% of the time. I don't know how that happens, because
right.
I think that you can always come to some resolution.
Sure.
And a lot of it is, again, just having a full understanding of what is going to take place. What is the scope of work? When is it going to start? When is it going to finish? So everyone just has a clear understanding of what is going to be done. That certainly helps in resolving any issues that may come up. A lot of times, though, issues don't come up right away, right? It takes,
exactly.
Maybe takes a couple months, mm-hmm. couple years, for something, usually not a couple years, but it could take a year
yeah.
before you could see, if the roof wasn't done right. So if there's not a big storm after you put a new roof on, you're mm-hmm. you don't know if your roof is going to leak or not, unless you get up there and water test it. But the Better Business Bureau says that the difference between the 61% of complaints that get resolved and the 25% of complaints that go unresolved, there's still 14% of complaints where you can't even find the contractor that did the work. They're gone. When these door knockers especially, they come in from all over the country.
Sure.
There a lot of times it's not a Colorado company that you're doing business with. I would highly recommend not doing work with anyone that's coming outside of the state, because they're going to move on to the next storm. And if there is an issue, you will not be able to find them. These are the companies that fall into that 14%.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's no Colorado companies that fall into this 14%, but sometimes, if due to longevity or, they might go out of business. It's been a little bit tough on roofers over the last yeah. couple of years. There hasn't been a lot of hailstorms.
Right.
And if they don't have a good base of business, a lot of them had to pack up and find work elsewhere, either in other states or just fold the company altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just really important to know who you're working with, either that if that's through a referral, if it's, doing a Google search, checking out, your website,
sure.
Haystack, is it haystackhelp.com, right?
And you have haystackhelpradio.com. Yeah.
Haystackhelpradio.com. Okay. So, there's a lot of places that you can go to, we're here for you also. And again, What we do, we just try to be different than everyone else out there. So, you get an insurance claim, right? That the first thing, Do you want to handle that yourself, or do you want someone to help you with it?
Right.
A lot of people choose, they want to do it themselves. They don't want someone in their business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, no, I don't want to deal with any of this. I want you to handle everything.
Right.
So, you know, everyone just has a different way that they want to run their business. And you know, we listen and we don't push ourselves on you. You're like, how do you want to go about this relationship?
Right.
It's going to be a short relationship, you know, but it still is a relationship because
right, sure.
A roof really just takes a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and depending on the, you know, if that's a really big house, it could take 2 days.
Right.
You know, if it's a commercial job, obviously it can take longer. But,
so
but
let me
most
ask you
houses
real quick
are a
the
day.
Process. We get a hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
They call you first. They call the insurance company first. I mean, what?
Yeah, and everyone is a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean.
So, but the first thing that you really need to know is, you know, do you have hail damage? A lot of times it's very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You can look and you can see there's strikes on your roof. You know, what the rule of thumb is if there's 10 strikes within a 10 by 10 area, typically insurance is going to replace your whole roof.
Okay.
Sometimes, though, if all your strikes are just on one side, we just did a roof the other day. Allstate was the insurance company. They only replaced half the roof. They would not replace the other
really?
Half. There was no strikes on the other half. You don't see that often,
yeah.
But, you know, you do see it. Not that there was that the problem, you know, the homeowner ended up paying cash for the other half of the roof, but they, you know, they were kind of going back and forth on, did they really want, you know, to come out of pocket for that? And I don't blame them. We tried, you know, several times mm-hmm. with the insurance companies, but they did not, or you know, with Allstate, they wanted nothing to do with it. They were not going to pay for the other half, period. And we couldn't show that there was any strikes and that it should be paid for.
Hmm.
You know, and we tried, man.
We
looked long and hard, but yeah, it just wasn't there. But typically, they'll replace the whole roof. But that can be done either by the homeowner calling their agent or calling the company directly,
mm-hmm.
you know, which you don't have to go to your agent. You can go directly to, you know, corporate and file a claim, and they'll assign a claim number. They'll send out an adjuster. They'll have them look and see if, in fact, it is a roof that they will cover and pay for. You can do this without having any roofer on your
mm-hmm.
roof. If you want a roofer to handle it, you know, you can certainly, you know, call us or another roofer and we'll come out and we'll take a look and let you know, yes, we think that this certainly is a claim. We would recommend that you call your insurance company and file a claim. You know, we can work on your behalf. You just have to give us or, you know, give permission to the insurance company to allow them to talk to us.
Right.
And then, you know, from there, they will send you a check
mm-hmm.
right away. I mean, like if they agree to buy it, they're going to send you a check. Now, they don't send – typically, again, sometimes they send you a check for the full amount if there's no depreciation, and it'll be, you know, the cost of the roof, less depreciation, less your deductible.
Right.
That's what they're going to send a check for. And then they'll send you typically, again, depending on what kind of policy you have, they'll send you the depreciation amount once the roof gets done. A lot of people don't even understand that because they don't read everything. So a lot of people think, hey, I got my check, you know. It's like, okay, well, you might have another one coming.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, too, like, if they've already contacted their insurance company and now they're bringing us in, say, you know, we would like to see your claim.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes you uncomfortable, you know, you can just block out the prices if that's the part that makes you uncomfortable. I just want to make sure that you're getting everything that you're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, you know, it's called a supplement. We can go back to the insurance company and say, you know, you forgot these couple things. And we're going to, when we're completed, we're going to bill on a final invoice and we expect you to pay.
I mean, it's very close to the auto body industry. I mean, we've
sure.
all had a car in, and then they give
exactly
you
the same.
A bid. And,
mm-hmm.
hey, we found this other, the frame's
yes.
bent now. We need this. So
yep.
it's a supplement. It's
exactly.
easy.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it works, you know. Almost identical,
yeah.
and it's called the same thing because, again, you're working with an insurance company.
Sure. Do you find most people really understand their policy?
No. No, not at all. You know, and it's you really should
yeah.
get an understanding of what kind of policy you have and what insurance is going to pay for and what your deductibles are because that makes a really big
yeah,
difference.
Huge. Because some have gone to percentages of the home,
they have,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, then that gets a little costly. You know, some insurance companies now are requiring you to replace your roof just due to age. They're not going to pay for it. They're requiring you to do that. So we've, you know, had to do quite a few, and that's That's a bummer because I always tell everyone, you know, hold off as long as possible. Maybe it'll get hit by hail, and then they will replace it. But if not, I mean, you know, the homeowner's going to have to pay for that, and that's not it's not inexpensive, and a lot of people don't have that kind of money just sitting around. So it's insurance is a funny thing, but understand, you know, what you have, and you know, so for me, you know, I have a $5,000 deductible, but I also have a concrete tile roof. So if I had an asphalt roof, you know, I would lower my deductible down to $1,000. But there are some, you know, people that have $2,500 deductibles. Just understand, though, that insurance is not going to pay you for your deductible. So whatever, you know, if it's a $10,000 roof and that's what the full value is, you know, they'll send you a check less, again, the depreciation. So if it's, you know, if it's a 10-year-old roof and they value or have a life of 30 years, you know, they'll take a third of it off. And then again, depending on your policy, they'll send you that third once the work gets done. But then after, you know, after the depreciation, then it's the deductible that, that's taken off on that first check.
Gotcha. Always great information. 303roofer.com. Give Chris a call. 303-390-1382. Be sure you mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. And folks, look, I'm just telling you, we all need folks we can trust and people we can trust, and highly, with the highest level I could even talk about, recommend Chris and his company, and he'll be glad to help you out. Once again, it's 303roofer.com, 303-390-1382. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for being with us today. Well, you've heard this guest before, or I should say the company before, Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist, and they are a new partner for us here at Haystack Help and our Sportsman of Colorado Radio. And I have said before, I did this procedure, about 4 years ago, and boy, had great, great success with it. And until I did something stupid and hurt my knee again. But I'm telling you, we say stem cell a lot, but we're just going to really get into the term regenerative medicine. And so we are glad to have Luke Colwin with us from Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Thanks, Scott.
All right. And we've also got Dr. Jim Seaton in with us. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. And my old buddy, my young buddy, Don Horn. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Man, it is good to have you in this morning. All right, Luke, let's talk just a little bit about Elite Regenerative. So kind of give us, well, first of all, let's give a little background on you, how you got involved with them, and then we'll get into this a little bit.
Well, I've been with Dr. Edward Donner for about 11 years. Started with him straight out of college from CSU. I'm the director of his Stem Cell Regenerative Institute at Elite. Back when I began, I had this procedure done in the beginnings of regenerative medicine. Two discs in my back got blown, throwing hay, loading hay up into lofts to the point where I couldn't get up off the ground. Back then, worked with a couple orthopedic surgeons, some spine surgeons that recommended a two-level fusion for me, being 22 years old. That didn't seem to be an option. Fortunately, we were developing some technologies that we use now today that allowed me to avoid surgery. And, you know, this many years later, I'm pain-free and surgery-free. So that's what got me into this whole stem cell world. And have to say, it gets better and better every year. Results get better every year, and we're proud to be where we are right now.
Absolutely. So kind of give us an idea of who's walking through the doors these days and kind of maybe just some different patient-type stories of, you know, who you're seeing come in for regenerative medicine.
Yeah, we really see every walk of life, you know, from young sports guys to more experienced guys in their
that's what we'll call
their
Don,
older age.
Experience.
Oddly enough, lots of female patients, but really from everybody, you mm-hmm. know, the guys that are weekend warriors doing their sports, tons of ranchers, farmers that need to really keep on their feet. They can't go into surgery and lose a whole crop for the summer, and all the workers around really get a good benefit from not being out of work and getting better quick.
Right. Jim, I don't know what to call you. Should I call you Doc, Jim, Dr. Jim? You're a retired family physician, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Man, when you look back over the years of kind of where this regenerative medicine is today, would you have ever dreamed something like this would have been, you know, coming like this and helping so many people?
No, it really has been a huge advancement because we have so little to offer a lot of these orthopedic conditions traditionally with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and physical therapy, but this has been a huge breakthrough for my patients and friends and colleagues as well.
Right. Any one, two patients stand out that you sent there that, you know, and kind of give their background of what they were going through and then the help they received?
Well, one patient comes to mind, one of my old high school friends who was told he had to have surgery, and he came up and got both knees done, and it changed his life, basically, mm-hmm. and he's avoided surgery since that time, too.
Sure.
I have a cousin who's a ski instructor for many years at Vail, and he had stem cells, and he was virtually unable to ski, and after 35 years of skiing, and he's back skiing, he can out-ski anybody again, and he's doesn't even slow him down. He's, you know, and he's 2 or 3 years post post infusion.
Sure. I want to be, you know, very transparent here. I mean, medical world's, I mean, it's amazing, and there's amazing things to be done, but there's no fix-all for everybody. You know, I mean, right, Don?
True.
I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, some people we've seen got great, great results.
Some people get 100, and yeah. some people get 60 or 70, but they're pleased with that.
Oh, yeah, thrilled with 70.
But, yeah, you know, it varies. You know,
sure.
Everyone's a little bit different.
Right. But this goes back to the, really just the way Elite Regenerative takes care of the patients and does that screening process to do everything you can, Luke, to make sure they're a good qualified patient for this, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of our key philosophy at our clinic is really treating the patient from ground up and really making them a lifelong patient for us. Not in the fact that they'll need treatment lifelong, but we become friends during the process.
Sure.
You know, as far as walking in, we're not going to take what any other doctors really told you you need to do. We start working you up from ground up mm-hmm. and going through conservative treatment, you know, working the way you should. We're not going to jump to a salesy pitch about what this could do to you
mm-hmm.
because it's not always 100%, just like you said.
Right.
So we're going to give you a realistic outcome and, you know, something that we can both meet at the end.
Right.
And I wanted to kind of jump into, you know, what regenerative medicine is.
Sure.
You know, at this point, you know, stem cells is just a term everybody's called this.
Right.
And, you know, the FDA has come out with different statements and viewpoints on the term. We really use regenerative process, autologous regenerative medicine, because we use aspects of your own healing potential and transplant that into these areas that really need the extra help. So stem cells aren't always in all products, and they're a component of the regenerative process. But just want to kind of let everybody know, we're not taking, you know, fetal stem cells, we're not taking other people's stem cells, we're not taking other people's tissue. We're using your own tissue and the tissue from bone marrow that has all the healing potential, using other aspects, not just the cellular aspects. So if we minimally manipulate that, we just separate it, combine it, you know, with our own kind of IP process, and put it back into areas that could potentially heal. And we're not turning back time, but we're allowing tissue to heal naturally. And we really get a good outcome through our process.
Right. And real quick, I mean, you know, just coming up there to visit and walking back in the back and see your two scientists back in their lab. I mean, here's what I just want to warn people. You know, over the last several years, I mean, you can see the word stem cell therapy everywhere. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, every chiropractic office, whatever. But most of those will have, you know, some nurse they'll hire one day a week just to come by there and do some things. And there's really not much oversight there, you know. And I don't know if I want somebody that might have just got their, you know, 12-day degree injecting something in me that, first of all, I don't know where it came from and what it is and if how good they are doing it and all that, you know. So, I mean, I think that's something that, you know, you guys really stand apart. There's millions of things that make you guys stand apart. But just kind of talk about, you know, the science part of it real quick and just what you guys have there at the facility there in Loveland.
Yeah, in Loveland, the Elite Regenerative is located inside the Colorado Spine Institute. And this is a building that is AAHC accredited. We have government or governing agencies making sure our processes, our surgery center, everything is up to the par of a hospital or surgery center setting. That being said, in that same facility, we have a state-of-the-art laboratory, R&D regenerative resources, and they are really processing all of our technology, confirming all of our patient data, making sure we're operating at the highest quality of all of the universities, all of the other major regenerative institutes, and kind of collaborating with all these other institutes to make sure our process meets or exceeds, you know, anything out there. So together, this bundle of our facility has really been a tremendous asset in advancing this technology.
Sure. Once again, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Our guest today, Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. Their number, 970-342-2231. And as I mentioned earlier, Don Horn is with us. Number one draft pick of Vince Lombardi, 1967. Unfortunately, I told him the other day, too bad Tom Landry didn't make the call to you, Don, and say, Don, you're going to be a Cowboy. Yeah, but no, you had to go and be a Packer.
Packer, and then I came out here to Denver 50 years ago and started here and tore my knee and shoulder up. And now, you know, I'm a recipient of the regenerative stem cell procedures and that type of thing. Have been for, gosh, going on 9 years now. Right. I first had my first treatment up there 9 years ago. Man, I must be getting old.
Experienced, as they said, experienced.
Yeah, but we, I know we've, you know, personally, I refer a lot of former NFL players and family members and that type of thing, personal friends over the years, you know, to look at the procedure and get it done. And I know we had one former NFL wide receiver, a Hall of Fame guy, and I called him years ago, and he was 3 weeks away from having his knee replaced. And I talked him into coming out here, and he had the procedure done. And they actually looked at his knee. We did his shoulder and his knee. And he looked at his knee, didn't think they could help him. It was that bad. But they went ahead because of who he was. He was a Hall of Fame guy, and pretty well known, and they treated his knee. And I went about a month later, actually it was like maybe less than a month, he called me up and says, "Don, I can't believe it. You know, my knee's 85% better. I've canceled my knee replacement." And he's going strong ever since. That was 5 or 6 years ago, I think. So
right. Anyway. So when you look at the whole deal of regenerative medicine, and man, you think of, we've talked about this over the years together, but the injuries and things, man, that you guys, your body took. Yeah. The conditioning programs weren't what they are today, are
no,
they?
Nothing. No, you know, these kids today, they couldn't go, I don't believe they could go through the training camp we went through. And our training camp was like 2 months long. And, you know, full pads, 2-a-days, and that type of thing. Of course, you played back in those days, too. You know, Jim being an old defensive guy or whatever. But back in the old days, you know, they'd shoot you up with whatever, you know. I mean, so, you know, Xylocaine, Novocaine, whatever. Get you back on the field. You know, take some of these pills, these pain pills, those same, you know, they call them salt pills. They give us all this stuff to get us back on the field. Never thinking what would happen to you 10, 20, 30 years later. And now we're... You know, we're the recipient of some of the ill effects of, days gone by. So,
sure.
You know, thank God for this type of treatment.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And again, you know, there's a lot of people say, well, you know, there's no guarantees with it, you know. And I'm like, hey, there's not one surgeon that should look at you and say he can guarantee an outcome on a surgery.
Everybody says you guarantee, right? If I can guarantee this, then turn around and walk out.
Yeah, no doubt. And Luke, so as you guys go through, you know, with a patient, kind of walk us through what the process is like. I mean, if they call 970-342-2231 to make an appointment, do they need to bring like MRI or, you know, x-rays, or how does all that work?
Well, we really try to accommodate our patients to the best of our ability. We have patients from around the world and around the country. So we do a lot of things over the phone. There's telemedicine stuff. You know, a normal patient, if you're around Colorado and you're willing to come up and join us, it's just a great experience from the start. You know, give us a call. We'll talk about your condition, you know, see what your treatment's been in the past. And then from there, if you have MRIs, if you have x-rays, we give you opportunity to do things remotely. You can send it to us. All of this stuff is just normal stuff that we just want to help you out. All that's free. As soon as we can get you to the point where we need to see you and evaluate you with the physician, we've got different programs to do that, either remotely or in the office. Mm-hmm. If you don't have images, you can just tell us your story. We're happy to start from there.
Yeah. Now, insurance, we're still working on a lot of insurance companies to try to get insurance to kick in on this. But the way I tell people, I mean, good night. Like I say, this worked extremely. And I'm telling you, when I got off the table, Don, my knee and ankle did not hurt. You know, again, I'm not saying that happens for everybody, but I'm just telling you, that was just my personal story.
Yeah, well, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
I did the same thing, and then I didn't read all of the...
I know. You were a bad...
Yeah. you know, the protocol for the few days after or the week after, that my knee felt so doggone good the first day or two I'm out of that. I'm going... So I started doing things I should have done. And that I hadn't done in quite some time. And then, you know, I had a little relapse there or whatever because I came back too soon, you know, but still thinking I was young. But,
right.
Anyway, so, yeah, you got to be careful on, you know, in the first few days after the procedure.
Sure. And, but, you know, it did great for me. And then, you know, last year I did have to do a knee replacement. But again, I don't feel like the regenerative medicine failed me. It was just me doing something stupid coming down a mountain while I was hunting. But I'm saying all that to say this. I paid $8,500 out of pocket for my insurance, okay? So I'd much rather try to throw some money at trying to stay away from the surgery side. And that's one thing I appreciate about Dr. Donner is, I mean, he's a surgeon. He likes to do surgery. That's what he does. But his goal is to keep you from surgery. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a really unique doc that really looks at the advancements in medicine. Mm-hmm. And he does things in a way that we want to keep you from these unknowing outcomes. Yeah. So there's always the option for surgery, just like you had in the past. why not start with something that, you know, has the potential to get you by at least?
Because you can always do surgery. Always. Absolutely, it's always going to be an option, right?
Now, this procedure is so minimally invasive that, you know, it's just a quick needle pokes and, you know, you're on your way out.
I know.
So, there's more to it than that, but...
Sure, but you know what? I mean, it was a very comfortable procedure, and just to kind of talk about the facility there, I mean, the way you guys got the rooms all set up there and just very private, you know, you just feel like you're getting taken care of, you know?
Absolutely. We designed the whole facility, you know, to meet the needs of everyday guys, and we got back doors for the guys that need to be hidden. We've done plenty of that. So, you know, going back to... like the way you're explaining, you know, all this technology is that, you know, we've got people with amazing outcomes mm-hmm. that pop off the table and start running down the street. And then we got guys that, you know, come in really in a lot of pain and they leave in a lot of pain. And, you know, it's a good couple months until this works.
No, so I mean,
range there.
Don and I were going through this. I mean, you know, some people would call, man, I thought you said, you know, this. And again, I always try to be careful and not set their expectation. But, you know, it may be 3, 4, 5 months before it kick in. But then, and I'm telling you, I interviewed probably 150 patients, you know, all walks of life. Like you said, athletes, just housewives to just normal guys, whatever. And, I never had one person, in their own words, not tell me that they were less than 70% better. Yeah, I mean, not one. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't make any claims.
Sure, no.
What this can do or what it's treated for, but, you know, we're willing to try to help everybody mm-hmm. out the way we can to at least get some relief in their life.
Yeah. So, Dr. Seaton, get back to you real quick as far as just, you know, your... just your medical knowledge. I mean, this whole regenerative medicine and whether it's PRP, stem cell, whatever, I mean, it's pretty exciting stuff of what it can and has the ability to do to the human body, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely another part of the armamentarium to keep people from surgery and offering them an alternative. I always tell patients, too, even if it buys you a few more years, that the technology is changing even with joint replacements and mm-hmm. what we, you know, so the longer you put it off, the more you're going to, more advantageous that is for the long term, too, because you don't want to go through 2 or 3 knee replacements in your life. And if you start at age 50 and you wear it out, the second one isn't the same as the first one. So
you want both tires the same, don't you?
Exactly. Uh-huh. So I think there's some, and I've had certainly walked patients through that algorithm where we can temporize, and if you delay it 5 years, I mean, 10 years, that's significant change, and financially it makes sense. I mean, it's...
And so, Luke, does basically regenerative medicine can kind of go in any joint, or where most, I mean, I think knees, shoulders, probably most popular, but where all is this good for?
it really is safe and effective in many orthopedic conditions. It's been known to help other conditions as well. But, you know, most of our patients, I would say, come to us with joint pain in, you know, numerous joints, or I think we've treated over 26 orthopedic conditions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ranging from shoulders, knees, you know, your jaw, just about everything. Dr. Donner is a dual board certified in orthopedic and spine. Not a lot of docs get to that level.
Yeah.
But he's able to really put these where they need to go. Spine specialty is where he's really advanced the last, you know, 15 years. And, you know, lots of docs, spine surgeons, aren't going to offer this and be able to treat your spine, which is very expensive to treat.
Sure.
So getting all of your spine treated is a great benefit at our clinic.
Right. Once again, it's Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. Their number, 970-342-2231. And just right off of I-25 there, what exit is that there?
I-25 and Highway 34.
Highway 34. Just hang it right there. You'll see the new Shields store right there, and they are right behind there. And really, just everything right there at the complex. I mean, you got the surgery center just right across the parking lot. Are there times that
maybe some procedures that you do, especially with a spinal thing, may require hospital stay, but mostly this is in and out. We hadn't talked about that. This is just a few hours, right?
Yeah. The location's great. You know, we have patients, like I said, around the world, around the U.S. It's about 40 minutes from DIA. When you get up there, our facility in-house, you know, we've got the spine center, we've got a med spa. You can bring your wives, we can treat them just as well as you're going to be treated with us. But then we've got, you know, our research center across the street, surgery center. If you need surgery, you know, Dr. Narn is the one that's going to say, you know, this would be better off, you know, going that route. And that's what's really cool about it. We'll refer you to the right people if we're not the right people.
Sure.
But, you know, the location and what we can offer, like you said, Shields is right there. Hopefully you can come in, all your sportsmen, just pop in and grab what you need as you come visit us. So.
And Don, this is something too where, you know what, I think you could be a spokesman for this. Pain changes your life, doesn't it?
It sure does. Oh my gosh, it sure does. Yeah, I wish I could have. They said, you know, what's your biggest regret on this whole procedures? And, you know, in my dealings with the stem cell, my only regret is I wish I could have done it 20, 25 years ago, you know, myself. But talking about what Luke said before, you know, I mean, we had an NFL guy come here a few years ago, and he had all kinds of things. I think we did treated 11 different areas of his body. And his big concern was his Achilles. And he treated his Achilles, and today he's running on the beach in San Diego and doing things and stuff and whatever. He just called me about 2 months ago, gave me an update on him and stuff. But it's amazing. You can treat, I mean, you know, I guess all kinds of different parts of the body now and that type of thing I didn't even think before, because initially when I got into it, it was just, you know, hips, knees, and shoulders.
Did it help your golf game?
No, doggone it. Can it help the game, Luke?
Oh, it can. It definitely can.
Yeah, you can walk out to the ball now. Yeah.
Well, it makes you slow down a little bit, which makes the golfers better.
That's true. You know, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
You are right. But, folks, look, again, as Luke just mentioned, Dr. Donner, which will be on a segment with us soon, dual board certified, as I mentioned earlier. So here's what. Think about when you go by the chiropractor's office and they got the sign out there, stem cell therapy. Luke, what's a couple of questions that may be good to walk in and ask before someone sticks a needle in you that you don't know?
You really have to understand both the regulations behind what you're allowed to do as far as stem cell or regenerative therapy. You know, a lot of these clinics, if they're injecting things into you that are not yours, you know, that's really something that the FDA is completely against. You know, that's considered a drug. You need to have trials to figure that out. You know, our technology is really based on surgical orthopedic principles of we're taking tissue that is normally there and putting it there. And this is all your own, so it's safe, effective. Just like Don said, it goes in tons of areas. But just like in a surgery, there's a thing called Cell Saver. You know, as you're doing surgery, we collect your blood, we collect your bone marrow, your bone particles, all that stuff gets filtered and then just put right back into you. This is a way to help you avoid, you know, these external transfusions.
Right.
So we're taking those aspects of that and doing the same thing in our facility to try to help you in these areas that we're working on.
Right. Once again, the number is 970-342-2231. It's Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist, and you can call there, ask for Luke, and he will get you information and get you in. And from the time someone normally comes in and, you know, you look at them and you find out they're a good candidate, usually how long does it take then to get in and maybe get on the books with a procedure?
Yeah, it's a very quick process. We make our patients a priority. We do have the space and availability to accommodate most all patients. Right. Typically, you know, within a week or two, if you can get up to us, we'll make room. And then procedures, you know, don't really take more than 2 weeks out to get on the book.
Okay, cool. Well, gentlemen, this has been fun. We'll do it again.
Thank you.
Dr. Jim Seaton, I want to thank you and Luke Coleman again with Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. Their number 970-342-2231. And for Mr. Don Horn, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Good to be here.
All right. Great to have you in, sir. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Flesh and Beck Law, your attorney sets you at ease from the first meeting so you have the space to think clearly. After an injury, you immediately start worrying about how you will afford the healing process. You start thinking about insurance deductibles, physical therapy appointments, vehicle repairs, and how to pay for rent in the meantime. Listening to one calm, qualified voice throughout the process will help you think rationally instead of making decisions based on anxiety. Call Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation, and you will talk to a lawyer right away, not some legal assistant who just wants to find out how much money your case might be worth. Then, once you and your attorney both decide to move forward with your case, you will continue working with that attorney the whole time. The same person who meets you for a consultation will also sit beside you in court. Eliminate the fear of the unknown. Call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friends over at Green Mountain Guns, and Jake Salthouse is with us. Jake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Man, it's good to have you on. And I understand you're going to be doing a great sale here over at Green Mountain Guns. So tell us a little bit about what's going on for the weekend.
Yeah, so we are running a promotion from Friday until Monday, Labor Day, all the way through Labor Day, where we've got a bunch of different accessories that are going to be on sale at 10% off. So that's cleaning supplies as well as holsters, targets, ear and eye protection, as well as some select optics. We're going to be doing 10% off 6-hour optics, as well as right and arms optics, and then some select Leupolds also 10% off.
All right, great. Once again, Green Mountain Guns is located 3355 South Yarrow Street in Lakewood. Their number is 303-985-7240. Kind of talk just a little bit about your inventory. Boy, I was in the other day, and man, you know, it seems like your inventory is really building back up, and even some ammo.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to be able to keep a steady stream of different things in. Now, you know, you can come down and hit it just right, and all of a sudden we've got, you know, like as of right now, we've got, you know, I would say close to 10,000 rounds of 22, and we haven't had that for a while, but, you know, we'll get it in, and then boom, it's gone, and we been real good about getting it back in pretty quick. So we've had seeing a lot more relief on being able to get ammunition, you know, mm-hmm. and get it in for sale and available to the public to buy. So we have had quite a bit more come in here recently, and we've got it. So come on down and grab some.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned on your CCW training, did you say 10% off?
Yeah, okay. So we are going to also do that as well through this sale. We're going to be doing 10% off all concealed carry courses as well as range time. So if you've been thinking about it, want to get your CCW, or you're looking at maybe doing a little range training, getting a little more proficient with your firearm, you know, come on down and you can get the opportunity to sign up for that and get some training at 10% off through this Labor Day sale.
All right. Kind of walk us through the class a little bit. I mean, what's involved in the class and enabling them to get their certificate?
Well, so what we do here, you know, what the state of Colorado requires, they don't require you to actually shoot a proficiency, but we do offer that training in addition. But in the class, typically what we learn is all of the law and everything you're going to need to know about how to carry, when to carry, the type of gun to carry even. But mainly we cover a lot of the law and the need to know things that change. I also give you a really good resource for that evolving change in law, you know, because you can take a class every 10 years, but in that 10 years, the law might change 15 times, you know. Mm-hmm. So I give you a good resource to take with you from that class to be able to look up at any point in time what the current laws are. So, you know, just because you learned it in the class, 5 years from then when you go to get your recert on your second CCW, the law might be entirely different. But That is what we offer here is a knowledge law-based course, and then of course we go over, you know, the use of deadly force and the do's and don'ts there. You know, unfortunately, you have to take the class to learn all that. But you know, the best resource I can give you is to come in and take that class and learn everything you can about what those laws entail for the ability to carry a concealed firearm.
Right. I don't know if you saw, but recently here in Texas, just went into effect, no class, no permit, and you can carry open.
Yep. That is what they call constitutional carry, and there's only a few states right now that are doing that. It's really actually a pretty cool thing, but you know, the truth of the matter is people really should take it upon themselves to get a little training and learn that law, because hey man, I didn't know, ignorance is never something that is acceptable in the court of law.
No, absolutely, you're right. Again, Jake Salthouse is with us. Green Mountain Guns is the store, 3355 South Yarrow Street. Once again, their number 303-985-7240. And I mentioned your inventory, so let's kind of go through that and explain to folks. I mean, you carry a wide selection of new guns that you get in, that you guys order in, and you also have, of course, your consignment ones, and then you have some, we'll just say, store-owned firearms. So kind of walk us through of kind of how that inventory is split up.
So we do have a wide selection, and our biggest selection is always going to be consignment. We're one of the biggest consigners, and we sell firearms for individuals in here through the store, and you know, it's a complete legal transfer, peace of mind for both parties. They're getting a good deal, you know, and they're able to come in and see that revolving inventory change, you know, almost on a daily basis. There's really, I mean, you've got to be in almost every day. You'll miss a good deal if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then we have new firearms that we buy straight from the manufacturer, rather through the distributor, and you know, we've got those. And if we don't have it, typically I can order it for you if it's something new you're looking at. But we keep that pretty well stocked. And then of course, we also have, as you said, store-owned guns, which are used firearms that we acquire as the business acquire from estates or people that are just, you know, they're selling firearms and ready to thin their herd. They sell them outright to us. We bring them in, and I have my gunsmith Trey go through them and certify that they're in good, great working order, clean them up, and get them out for sale to you for a better price than they would be new.
All right. And again, it's 15% is your take if we bring a firearm in and we want to consign that.
Yes, it is. And we do have a couple of different options on how you can do that. We're actually offering now, too, that if you decide, hey, I want to sell this gun and get something different, you know, and you've got a firearm in mind, you know, a new firearm in mind or used, we will give you store credit at a lesser percent. In fact, we will, if you decide you want to go with the store credit option, we'll give you 10% consignment instead of 15%.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's a good deal. And then also, you know, it is an option for customers. They're bringing guns in. Most stores simply just put those on a rack if they do consignment and hope a customer will come in wanting that particular firearm. But you guys can do something a little different if your customer desires, and that is you can put it online for them.
Yes, and I will tell you that gives it a national level exposure. And I mean, we are seeing a huge uptick this year, and even last year into this year, we've seen a huge uptick in online sales. And, you know, that is, if you've got something that's a little bit more rare or something's a little higher ticket item, it's always good to list that online. We do have that listing option for GunBroker as well as GunSpot. And you can put that online and get that national level exposure and really see some good sales happening that way.
Right. Once again, it's Green Mountain Guns, 3355 South Yarrow Street in Lakewood, and their number 303-985-7240. And just tell them you heard about them. We do two shows, of course, Haystack Help Radio and Sportsman of Colorado. But just tell them, hey, Scott sent you from KLZ 560, and we would appreciate that as well. Now, you mentioned the store on guns, estate buys that you guys have done. So let's take a minute and kind of tell folks about your estate buys and how that works.
Okay, well, so the truth of it is whether you come in to some firearms, whether it be one or 100, doesn't matter. You decide you want to liquidate those and sell those for your estate, or you know you had a family member unfortunately pass away, something like that, and you're all of a sudden in possession of these firearms. What we do is we offer a service that we can come out to you, contact free, evaluate all those firearms, let you know what they're worth and what we would be able to give for them, write you one check, take them, book them into our books, they're out of your name, out of the estate's name, and sell them here in the store, you know, all in one go. It's just one and done and super easy, simple. But the other thing about that, Scott, is that we don't just buy guns, right? So mm-hmm. if you have accessories, whether it's cleaning accessories, hearing protection, safes, you know, everything, holsters, everything that goes with it, cases, that sort of stuff, we buy it all in one big lot, take it off your hands and clean it out. You're done. You don't have to worry about it anymore, and you get one check. Easy peasy.
Absolutely. All right. For maybe those that missed our first part of our segment, Jake, we're going to run this special today, Friday through Monday, and run back over those discounts for us.
Okay, so we are going to be running a 10% discount on all cleaning supplies. We're going to be running a 10% on holsters, targets, eye protection, and then some also as well as our training. We've got that 10% off through Monday. So I guess that'd be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And anyways, we are also going to be doing a few select optics 10% off. So all 6 hour red dots and optics are going to be 10% off, as well as Wright and Arms optics. They make a lot of really good red dots. We've got those in here for 10% off through this Labor Day sale. And then a few select Leupolds will also be 10% off.
All right, sounds good. And let's just mention real quick here, you also do suppressors and that, and you've got the kiosk there.
Yes, we are a Class 3. So if you've been looking to get into a suppressor or any Class 3 item, whether it be an SBR or a machine gun even, we have the ability to facilitate transfers as well as get you started from the ground up on it. You come in and use our Silencer Shop kiosk, get your fingerprints done. It's streamlined through the internet. You know, it's really easy to make a profile and get all that established. It used to be that you'd have to go down to your local sheriff's department, make an appointment, get fingerprinted, mail that off, and it was just a whole rigmarole. Whereas now with the Silencer Shop kiosk, it's just so much easier and so much less hassle to get into a Class 3 item, whether it be a suppressor, machine gun, or SBR, SBS, you know, any of those.
Sure.
It's a lot easier for you to get through that process now. And, you know, we do have guys here that are willing to help you with it. If that's something you're looking at doing, wanting to get into, come in, talk to us about it. We can walk you through all the different options and all the different trusts and ways to do it. We'd be more than happy to help you with that, as well as give you our opinions on you know what you should get for what tool you should use for the job you're wanting to do.
Absolutely. Folks, get by Green Mountain Guns today through Monday. Again, let them know you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. They're located 3355 South Yarrow in Lakewood, 303-985-7240. Jake, hey, I know you're busy, man. We appreciate your time, and we'll be over to see you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, and we thank you for doing so. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.